The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Remember the general election in 2020, early in 2020, just before COVID hit? One of the big debating points was the age at which people would qualify for the state pension. It went up from 65 to 66 in 2014, and the plan was to bring it up to 67 in 2021. But that is all put on hold with the formation of the new government after the election, and there's a report pending from the Pensions Commission to make recommendations as to what should be done. Given that Pensions Commission is doing its work, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD from Dublin Fingal, why has Sinn Féin brought in a motion to the Dáil today to restore the retirement age to 65?
I think it's very important that, and thanks a million for facilitating this discussion this evening, Matt. I think it's important that the Dáil sends out a message, regardless of what reports are going to be done separate to this. It's nearly a year since this government came into office. We wanted to remind the government, on behalf of the people who are telling us, that they want the issue of the right to access the pension, right to pay at 65. They don't want that issue forgotten, kicked down the road, or indeed ignored. And we felt it was important to give voice to that on the anniversary, as the anniversary of this government approaches, because the issue hasn't gone away. I mean, you're right in referencing it. The Stop 67 campaign did huge work in getting this issue onto the political agenda. Some of the parties needed a bit of a nudge on that. It was a major talking point in the election, and that hasn't gone away. You know, for people who are aged 63 and 64, they're watching this debate now. They want to know where the government stands. They want to know what the government's position is. And they want to know if the government are going to back the Sinn Féin motion, one, to access the pension rate at the age of 65, but also to ensure that people have a choice when they reach 65, if they want to work on, regardless of what retirement age is in their contract, that we would abolish mandatory retirement where it is in their contract and facilitate people with the option when they hit the age of 65 that they can decide if they want to work on and choose to do that, or indeed if they want to retire and access the pension rate of pay. We think that's really important.
James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East. What is your party's position on this likely to be?
Well, it's very set out quite clearly in stone, Matt, during the programme for government, that we did look at establishing that the pension age would remain at 66. We've deferred any increase in the state pension age from 66 to 67 as what had been proposed, and indeed further increases as well, pending the outcome of the Pension Commission's results. I think it's quite important to set this in context that at the moment the pension support ratio looks likely to decline from its current rate of 4.9 workers for every individual over 66 to just 2.9 by 2035. So I do want to acknowledge that Louise O'Reilly was saying that this issue has not gone away. She is right. It is getting worse by the day, and I think there are difficult political choices before government, and responsible decisions will have to be taken. So I think it's important that we look at this particular issue in a professional manner. I'm not so sure that doing a motion in Dáil Éireann on a highly emotive topic such as this is the best way forward to decide the future of pensions in this country. But it is important for us to establish the facts and the reality of where we are at, because as it stands, the cost of the state pension is increasing by €1 billion every 4 to 5 years on our current demographics alone.
OK, Louise O'Reilly, can the country afford to start paying the state pension at the age of 65?
I believe we can. The cost is about €127 million, Euros, but that's before you offset, you know, with the abolition of mandatory retirement, which is also part of this motion. There will be people who will work on. They will make a contribution. We believe that their PRSI contributions as well post the normal retirement age should be, they should be able to make those payments and indeed make that investment. So, you know, it's not true to say that, you know, that there's a, that this is going to be catastrophic. It's absolutely not. I tell you what is catastrophic, though, not the people who are losing out at the age of 65 on €2,355, because effectively the government's decision means that at the age of 65, while you don't have to be actively seeking work, you do only qualify for the job seekers rate, which is €203. That means that every week you're €45.30 short on what your pension would be. That's a lot of money for people on a fixed income. That's actually a huge amount of money for people on a fixed income. And if you think about it, if you hit 65 and you might want to work on, you might want to be able to continue earning. And by the way, you might have to. A lot of people have mortgages, Matt, until they're 70 years of age, you know. So you might have to work on, you might want to work on. But you instead have no option. You have to go. If it's in your contract, you have to go at 65. And all that's offered to you after effectively a lifetime of work is the job seeker's rate of benefit. And we don't believe that that's fair. We believe actually people should have not only the choice to work on if they want, but the right to retire on the pension rate of pay at 65.
But then if the mandatory retirement age of 65 was banned and people were allowed to work on, would that save the state if it then didn't have to start providing the old age pension until the age of 66?
Absolutely it would, and that's why that's a core part of this motion. It's about offering workers who are over 60 the choice. So when you hit 60 and you're thinking about retiring, or you're thinking about working on if that's what you want to do. But for an awful lot of people, I mean, if you've spent your life waiting tables or cleaning or laying blocks, you may not be able, your body may not be physically able to work on even another year. You know, I mean, this is a very fundamental thing for people. And when you talk to them, I know from having been a union official when the pension age was raised, I had everybody raise the query with me, and they fell into two distinct groups. Some people wanted to work on, some people wanted to go at 65. And I think if you offer workers that choice and you give them the opportunity to work on if they can on the same terms and conditions of employment, and that's really important. That's also contained within the motion, that their terms and conditions will be protected. If they want to work on, they can work on, and they'll keep contributing. They'll keep paying tax, they'll keep paying PRSI, and they'll keep contributing for as long as they can. And again, those workers who want the right to retire should have the right to go at the age of 65 after, let's be honest, a lifetime of working.
James O'Connor, shouldn't people at the age of 65, if they've been involved in hard manual labour, be encouraged and incentivised to retire?
Well, my own personal position on this particular issue, as is my own political party, is that we did seek to reward those who have put a lifetime of service in terms of their labour and work and contributing through their pension contributions. And I think we have to acknowledge here, Matt, that, you know, we did seek to stop the increase in the pension age, which was successfully done only as recently as December of 2020. And we have done so. Obviously, there are huge financial costs to that decision. I think it's costing just in excess of $220 million per annum to defer this decision. So I think we have to be fiscally responsible in a response to this. Now, I do have to say, in terms of Sinn Féin's response to this particular motion, it's interesting that they're doing one thing in the Republic of Ireland, and yet in Northern Ireland, where they're in power, are doing something entirely different as regards the age and pension age and retirement. But we have to be, I suppose, accepting or receptive of the position where we are at now, that we do have an ageing population. This is something that we cannot get away from forever. So that's why I'm quite happy and confident in what Fianna Fáil chose to do during the negotiations for the programme for government, that we took the responsible line to keep the pension age where it is at, not reversing it back to 65, while although it is politically popular, and I accept that, it is not responsible, because in the long run, the state will simply not be able to afford it. And I did quote, in terms of the age brackets and in terms of the support brackets of those who are in retirement versus the working population, and we will see a dramatic shrinking of the number of people who are in work
And does that then mean, James, that the younger generations are going to have to pay more in tax and PRSI to pay those pensions in the future?
I may be a little bit biased given my age. I just turned 24 on the weekends, and if any member of the Oireachtas, I will have to wait the longest time before I receive the state pension. But I have to say, Matt, that it is a particular concern. Like, I do not know where this argument will go, and that is why I am anxious to see the results of the Pension Commission, the professional work that has been done on that by Minister Humphrey's department, and I think that we should all await in a responsible fashion to see the outcomes of that report. These motions that are brought repeatedly by opposition before the Dáil in recent times achieve absolutely nothing except arguing, and I do not think that it is the best approach to deal with what is a highly emotive topic. And I accept that for those who are out there listening to this show today, that I put a lifetime of work in saving and looking forward towards their retirement, that this is an incredibly important issue to that. And that is why our government is dealing with it in a proactive fashion, in a responsible fashion as well, Matt.
Louise O'Reilly, I just want to finish, though, by just quoting a couple of figures to you, because the circumstances in which pensions are paid have changed dramatically over the last couple of generations as people's health has become better. Key one is that in the last 30 years, the life expectancy in Ireland has gone up by 7 years, from 75 to 82. That means that the state is having to pay pensions from the age of 65 for 17 years on average, which is way longer than had ever been envisaged when pensions were brought in the first place. And the second point is that most people now start work at a much later age than they used to, because so many Irish people finish out their Leaving Cert or go on to third level education before they start earning and contributing PRSI. So doesn't that change the economics of pensions dramatically and adversely?
Well, I think what we need to focus on, Matt, is how we will fund pensions going forward. And I mean, let's be honest, raising the pension age by a year makes a very, very minuscule contribution into the pension pot. What we actually need to do is focus on high wage, high growth economy, decent jobs that people will be able to afford to make those contributions, and to ensure that we fund our pensions through sustainable, decent work, and that we fund our pensions through growth. And we not go down the silly road of, you know, the kind of type of language that I hear coming from the government when they say a pension time bomb and all that. It's absolutely wonderful that people are living longer. What Sinn Féin believe is that you should have the right to go at 65 if that's what you so choose, and indeed the right to work on if that's what you want, but also that we will fund it through growth. That is the best way and the most sustainable way to fund our pensions. We can't fund our pensions by constantly raising the age. And to take the argument that is made by the government, you know, really you'd have to raise the pension age then to 85 to 90 to keep funding it. It's ridiculous. We need to have a conversation about pensions, absolutely, but we need to talk about realistically funding our pensions and giving people the option after a lifetime of work to retire at the age of 65 on the pension, on the state pension rate of pay.
Okay, Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, James O'Connor of Fianna Fáil, thank you. What do you think? Do you think, can we afford to be giving everyone a state pension from the age of 65? Or should we, given that the demographics of the country have changed so dramatically, that older people live healthier, longer lives, and given that the numbers of employees to fund the pensions for the retired is dropping?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.